Hi there, my name's John, and my ex-girlfriend invited me to her wedding to rub it in my face. After she found out that I was richer than her husband, she started flirting with me. So, my ex is named after a talking robot and I met when we were traveling. I was backpacking through New Zealand and she was doing a gap year. We met at a hostel. And it was pretty much love at first sight. For me, at least. It took Lex a bit to warm up to me. Mainly because she was the prettiest girl I've ever met, and I was simply plain old average. Not many people would look twice if they ever saw me walking down the street, but hey, I have other things going for me. Anyway, long story short, Alexa and I eventually ended up dating. I even ended up extending my travels by 3 whole months just so we could be together longer. Eventually, we had to both go home to our own countries. But for 6 months, we kept up our relationship. We would Skype or FaceTime each other. We would text memes to each other, and somehow, we made it work long distance. I saved up for a year. I didn't go out partying, I didn't buy any new games, I didn't even go out for coffee. Every little amount I kept and saved. Just so that I could buy myself a ticket and travel to where my girlfriend lived. I wanted to surprise her. So, I turned up without telling her. I was so pumped. I even wore a suit and all. I bought her flowers. Granted, I only got those flowers from the airport, but what I saw when I got to Lex's house was not the welcome I expected. I was about to knock my bouquet of flowers behind my back when I peeked into the living room window. And on the couch, my girlfriend and some guy were all cuddled up, eating popcorn and watching a movie. I nearly lost my mind. I pounded on the door and Lex was so not expecting to see me there, she answered it while still entwined in the guy's embrace. But when she saw my face, her laugh quickly turned to shock. And then she frowned. But then she caught herself and put on a much larger smile. Oh my god! John? What are you... Is that really you? What are you doing here? Well, I wanted to surprise my girlfriend with a visit, and these flowers, but I see you're busy with someone else. What? Him? No, he's just, he's a cousin. A cousin you kiss on the lips? Kiss? Well, I saw you through the window. Please don't lie to me. Have some balls. Fine. Have it your way. We're dating. And you can't blame me. You live 1,000 miles away. Don't tell me you haven't even looked at other girls. I haven't. Well, that's your fault, isn't it? And besides, I get lonely. It's not like you live down the street, you know? So I'm sorry you bought a flight ticket and all that, and whatever gross cheap flowers those are, but your trip here's a waste. I found someone new. Someone better. And you know what? He's rich and he lives right here. What kind of life are you ever going to be able to give me? A struggling artist like you. Okay. Alexa slammed the door in my face. I had to spend 3 days at some hotel just so I didn't have to go back home and face the reality that I really did just travel 1,521 miles to see a girl who's dumped me months ago without me knowing it. I was ashamed to go home and tell my mom and dad that I went through all that trouble for nothing. I've been telling all the people in my life about her. About how I one day wanted to marry her. And there she was, in some other guy's embrace simply because he makes more than me. I felt bitter. When I got back home, I didn't talk to anyone for days. I was so mad. One day, I just exploded and shouted at my poor mom, and that was how things turned around for me. I decided Alexa had enough to do with my life. I couldn't ruin my relationships with other people just because I was heartbroken, and I decided to move on. I poured all my frustrations into work. Day after day, I painted and I painted. I hustled and worked 2 day jobs. I sold paintings in the park during weekends, until one day, some important gallery owner noticed me. She had gotten a hold of one of my works through a friend, and she invited me to show my stuff at her gallery. And that night, I was sweating bullets. I didn't know what I'd gotten myself into. I'd never seen so many rich people in the same room, and some of them were famous! My paintings were a hit! The night ended with only one painting left in the gallery, and it was a painting I did of Alexa. I drew horns and fangs on her. It was actually a really good one. Maybe a bit childish, but it was still one of my best. Kylie, the lady who owned the gallery, approached me after the show, and I asked her why she thinks the one painting didn't get sold. Oh, but it did. Really? I don't see any stickers saying it's been sold. Well, that's 'cause I want it. What? You think I'm gonna let all those people have one of your paintings and leave myself out? You're gonna be a huge star, John. It'd be stupid not to invest in one of your early works. And besides, I quite like it. I like how much you hate whoever that unfortunate lady is. She laughed. Kylie was right. I became a star. That first exhibition was only the first of many. Soon, people were flying me to Iceland, to Peru, to Manila, just to exhibit my art. Millionaires and billionaires alike began to book me. They would commission custom pieces or portraits of their families, and the money fell from the sky like a never-ending blizzard. Girls all used to ignore me. Guys never wanted to be my friend. But whenever I'd go to a show or an exhibition, people all wanted a minute of my time. Models and fans and superstars all wanted to invite me to their parties. I bought my parents a house and a boat. I wanted to thank them for always believing in me, even when I didn't believe in myself. I gave them a retirement fund so they never had to work again. And for me, I bought a boat. And I learned how to sail. One fateful weekend, I received an invite to a wedding. It was Alexa's wedding. It turned out they'd moved to some island in the Caribbean. It's a destination wedding, so I understand if you can't afford to come, she wrote on the back of the invitation. But know that you can still send your gift to my address anyway. Wow, I'd never met anyone so terrible in my life. So, you know what? Just to be petty, I went. In my super yacht. It was a beach wedding, so I arrived in absolute style. I parked my yacht in full view of the beach where the ceremony was. And, of course, I arrived late. I got off my yacht and had a speedboat deliver me to the shore, where the priest's voice and the couple's vows were drowned out by my speedboat. Everybody was looking at me. Clearly, some of them recognized me. And, not to brag, but I've been on a few magazines at that point. Just as the ceremony finished and the two said their I do's, Alexa found me in the crowd. Oh, wow. I didn't expect you'd make it. Quite an entrance you made there. I hope the gift you got me isn't from some cheap airport shop this time, considering that you basically ruined my ceremony. Whose boat is that anyway? You working as a boat crew or something now?
No, he owns that yacht,
said my bodyguard, smiling. And the look on Alexa's face was priceless. Her jaw dropped to the floor, and I swear I could see dollar signs in her eyes. Immediately, Alexa started flirting with me, barely an hour after she'd gotten married. I encouraged her, of course. I wanted to see how far I could get. But in reality, I only had eyes for one girl on that beach, and she was beautiful. Even more beautiful than her cousin. Yep, I danced with Alexa's cousin that night, the cousin she told me she hated. I could see Alexa's eyes brimming with jealousy, and when it came to the toast, Alexa convinced me to give one, and I obliged. So, what can I say about my dear friend who just got married? Alexa was my ex, and she was horrible to me. I saved up for 6 months to fly to her country and visit her while we were dating. And I got there, and she was already with another guy. This guy! And you know what she said? She said I could never be good enough because I wasn't rich. The crowd gasped. Some laughed. Well, guess what, Alexa? I'm rich now, and everybody, if you could just direct your attention to the screen, I had my bodyguard secretly film my ex flirting with me. In it, she could be heard saying, "You can afford lawyers now. You can get me out of this, can't you? I can be a good wife for you. Don't you miss me?" The guy she married literally flipped the table. He rushed off and shouted that he wants a divorce. I laughed so hard, there were tears in my eyes. Beside me was Layla, Alexa's cousin, and she couldn't stop laughing either, telling me that the family will be talking about this for years. And they did. I know because I became part of that family. Layla and I ended up dating, and we got married. The fun part is, Alexa gets to watch from afar what she missed out on.